this is episode 10 of Chat with Matt, and today we found a website. What was it called?
Well, first of all, Matt, woo! Episode 10, high five, little buddy. Yay, we've done it. We've got to the big 1-0, but you never thought we'd get there, did you? So we're here, we're doing episode 10, and the site we're going to try today is called conversationstarters.com. If you've never been there before, it generates you a random topic, so we're going to click the button, and we've got no idea what the topics are going to be. It just generates us a random one to start with. So, Matt, should we do the first question?
Yeah.
Generate the first topic. Okay, Matt's going to read out the questions. Go, Matt. Oh,
you pressed the wrong thing. That's a YouTube video.
Oh. Let's go back. Go back. Oh, that was a good start to the show. We got it wrong. Right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Do you believe in the afterlife?
Do you believe in the afterlife? That's a very good question to start with.
Well...
So, basically, Matt...
Yeah, but what about if you die and then... You know, like, how new people get born?
Yeah.
What about if you... When you die, like, you're going to... You people don't know, but they go into someone else's body and then they come back to life.
So what you're talking about there, Matt, is reincarnation, I think. It's basically the thing of when you die, you come back in a new body.
Yeah.
So here's the question for you, Matt. Do you think you've lived before? And yeah, you do.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So go on, why do you think that?
Because if everyone in the world dies, you wouldn't have enough people to go, like, continue going around the world, would you?
No. But what I'm asking is, and what you've just said yes to, is do you think you've lived before? Like, before you're Matthew now, yeah?
Yeah.
But before you were born, do you think you were someone else?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who? Go on then, tell me about that. What makes you say that?
Because, like I just said, you...
So you believe that you were someone else?
Yeah, so if you had, like, one thing, like, a finger or something...
A finger, right.
You would only have that, but... You would have to make another one, so you'd probably take a dead person and make that a new person.
I don't get you, but you're confusing me.
What?
I don't understand what you mean.
So it's like a So it's like summer, like just anything.
Right.
Like a person. Like,
so let's take me and Mum, yeah? So,
yeah.
So me, right?
If, say... Anyone died that
so
you know.
So I died, right? Yeah.
You would probably come back to life.
Why?
Because there wouldn't be. If everyone died.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be no one on the world.
Well, that's right. If everyone died, there would be no one on the world. But
yeah, but every time someone dies, they just come back.
But why? Why do you think that?
I don't know.
See, that's the bit I'm trying to ask you about is what makes you think. That you, when you die, you come back again.
So you
think you've been doing lives over and over and over. It's like say before, did you think that you used to be a Roman or
a Celt
or a Saxon or
yeah? Probably.
Did you believe that you used to be that in a previous life?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
I was probably one of your cheesy kids. I was probably...
One of my cheesy kids.
No, not like that, literally. Like, when you were always playing all your cheesy games, I was probably one of those kids that you knew.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you knew me before you even knew me.
Oh, right. So I know what you're saying there. So you're saying, before you were Matthew now,
yeah.
I might have known you as...
I was probably Kevin or something.
So, like, say, one of my mates at school, Kevin, yeah. Or something like that, you were probably him.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah.
That's interesting, that, Matt. See, me, do I believe in an afterlife? I don't know. It's very, very hard to say. My gut answer is most likely not, but, you know, you never can really, really tell, can you? I don't know. It's a bit of a weird one.
I'll click on the next question. What would you... be doing if you were not here right now?
What would you be doing if you weren't here right now? So if you could do it, if you could do something else, if you weren't here doing a podcast, what would you be doing?
Playing Xbox.
Playing on your Xbox?
Yeah.
Well, that's an easy one, isn't it?
I'm just going to say you're always doing something.
Well, you are always doing something.
Yeah, because if you're not doing anything, the thing that you're doing is nothing.
That's right. That's right. That's very clever. Although, even when you're doing nothing, aren't you doing something?
Yeah, you're doing nothing.
You could be waiting. Waiting's doing something.
Good point.
There you go. So, what would I be doing if I wasn't here right now? I would be probably making myself a nice cup of ginger, Indian ginger tea that I've ordered.
It smells.
It's lovely. It's really nice. It's like ginger biscuits in a drink.
I've tasted it.
I don't like it. Oh, it's nice. In fact, I'm so hooked on it at the moment. I might make myself another one when we finish this podcast. But it's a nice ginger tea that a friend of mine at work introduced me to. And I tried it and I thought, wow, that's delicious. So I'm trying Indian ginger tea though, and it's fantastic.
I'll click the next one.
Let's go.
Would you rather be tall or fat or short or well built?
Well built. Yeah. So would you rather be tall and fat or short and well built? So as in tall and like really chunky, or would you rather be short and really strong and muscly?
Short and really strong and muscly.
Would you?
Yeah.
See, for the listeners, I'm pretty tall. I mean, I'm 6'4". I like being tall.
I like being tall. Yeah, but in that question, you would be fat.
Yeah, but I like being tall. I do.
I do, but I am tall, but I don't want to be fat.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think, Matt, when you grow up, you'll like being tall. Because I think you'll be as tall as me when you grow up.
I'll be taller than you.
Do you think you're going to be taller than me?
Yeah.
So if I had to say now, what height do you think you're going to get to? Do you think you're going to be like, looking down at me, like, your head is above my head?
Hi, Dad!
You're looking down at me?
Yeah.
See, my parents, my mum and dad, see, my mum's 5'4", and I think my dad's about 5'10", something like that. See, I'm a good 6 or 7 inches taller than them. So my dad anyway, and you know, I'm certainly a lot taller than my mum. So it's weird. Maybe you will be taller than me. I don't know. It's weird genetics, really, because like you know, if you'd think I'd be somewhere like around my mum and dad's height, but you know, I don't know. I'm quite a lot taller. So
it didn't give me an actual answer.
Well, all right, would it be tall or fat or short and built? I'll be tall and fat.
Okay. Where is your favourite place to shop? Internet.
The internet?
Yes.
You know what, Matt? I'm gonna agree with you there. I'm going to agree with you because everything I've ever wanted now is all available online. And even the weird things that the thing is, I find I can't find everything in the shops.
Yeah, so did Nana and Grandad. Your mum and dad, Emma, love shopping.
Well, what do you think, Matt? Why do you like shopping?
I don't like shopping.
You don't like shopping? What about when you buy for something that you do enjoy?
Well, the question didn't say that. It said, where's your favourite place to shop?
Where's your favourite place to shop? Where do you like to go shopping? What about when we were in America and you went shopping?
Target.
Target was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. I really want to go Walmart.
We can go Walmart. We're planning to go back to America in 2020.
Can we take the bike and do a podcast there?
We could. I tell you what, we'll do that, Matt. When we're in.
Yeah, can you make it off my laptop?
Yeah.
Or your laptop.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do a special on the scene podcast from America.
So we're gonna have 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So on the day we're leaving, are we gonna make a podcast?
Well, that depends if we leave on a Sunday, but I mean, I don't know. But we'll certainly have 2 Sundays there. So I say what we do is when we're there, we'll have a week one and a week two.
So the first day we're here, so the first like day we're in Florida.
Well, no, because we'll probably land there on a Monday. And then we'll have all week, so by the time we get to Sunday, we'll have done a week. Then we can like give a report on what our holiday's been like so far. And then we'll do a report from the second week and say like what you thought of the whole holiday as a total.
Okay, I've just clicked on the next question. It says, "What better?"
What? What?
I can't read it.
What do you mean you can't read it?
I think it says having.
What's better, having high expectations or having low expectations? So what's better? What's better? Having high expectations.
What are the expectations?
So expectations are things that you think are going to happen. So like, if you have high expectations, it basically says, like, do you think you're going to have lots of money? For like, say you were going to talk about money or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, do you think you're going to be really rich when you're older? Or if low expectations are, would you think you're just going to have like enough to be comfortable? You know what I mean? But you won't have lots of money. Or like, if you're going to go for a job, like, do you think you're going to get like a really good job when you when you're older?
Yeah, high expectations.
You think you've got? I think you've got very much high expectations because I think you're the next Alan Sugar in the making.
What's Alan Sugar?
He's the rich tycoon that that owns or used to own Amstrad, but I don't think he owns it anymore.
Click on the next question. Click.
Well, hang on. You haven't answered it. What? So you think you've got high expectations?
Yeah.
Why is that? You don't know?
No.
Well, I think you've got quite lofty goals on that.
What does that mean?
As in, I think you like to think that, you know, when you're older, you're going to hold the world in the palm of your hands.
Yeah. I'll be the next Godzilla, but God way.
All right. You're the next Godzilla?
Yeah.
Right, beautiful.
Or King Kong. Dad, you know how you meet King Kong in real life?
Go on.
A boy in the royal family called King, and when he was older, he's going to become a king. If he's not dead by the time, he'll be King Kong.
What?
Yeah, because if a boy was called Kong,
right,
in the royal family,
why would there be someone called Kong in the royal family?
I don't know.
All right, so I see what you're saying. So yeah. say Prince Kong got worked his way through the ranks and he finally became king.
Yeah,
then he'd be King Kong.
Yeah.
It's genius, that, Matt. Absolutely love that. So, yeah, he would be King Kong, but the odds of Kong being a real person's name is pretty unlikely, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, well. I like your thinking, though, Matt.
Right. Have you read anything good recently?
Have you read any good books?
No.
You've been reading some books. You got loads of books in your bedroom. What about the
baby books?
No. What about your Diary of a Wimpy Kids and all that?
Zach's.
Yeah, but you've been reading them. Doesn't have to be your book.
No, no. Uh-huh.
Have you not read anything?
No.
I've been reading Michael Palin's Pole to Pole book.
Do you mean someone's read it for you?
Well, I'll come clean, Matt. You've caught me off guard there. I've actually been listening to the audiobook of it. Does that count?
I've listened to audiobooks of
books,
yeah.
There you go. So what book have you recently heard?
Bradshaw's.
No, that's not a book. The Bradshaw's. The Getaway. All right, The Getaway, then. That's one. That's the Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yeah, but it was in the shop. When I was bored, I was just reading it a bit.
So what books have you read recently? What paper books have you read recently?
That is paper.
Well, aren't you reading a book at school?
Yeah.
What book?
It's about a dinosaur, which is basically Father Christmas.
And what's that book called?
It's not Father Christmas, it's going to say Father
Christmas. What?
I was going to say Father Christmas, but it's called The Christmas Saurus.
The Christmas Saurus?
Yeah.
Why are you reading a Christmas Saurus book in March?
I got it like around Christmas time. There's about 400 pages in it.
All right. I see you're still reading it.
Yeah.
Is it in your school tray or something?
Yeah.
All right, next question.
Where did you go on your last vacation? Florida.
Florida. Dead easy, that one. We've talked about that, I think, quite enough.
Next. If you could go back in time and change one thing, what would that be?
Ooh, that's a good question. So if you could go back in time to any point in time and change something, what would you change?
I'd get my Xbox earlier.
There's more to life, Matt, than your Xbox.
Is there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So if you could go back and do anything again and change it to make it better.
Florida.
What about it?
Florida. And make the vacation longer. It would permanently stay there. Every single day your flight would get delayed.
Alright, how would you do that though? How would you make the flight delayed?
Because you can change anything that's gone in the past.
Yeah, but it has to be something you can actually change. You can't change flight times, can you? Like, what about if you could, like, go back and, like, say you made a mistake at some point and you think, oh, if only I'd have done that, it would have been all right.
Oh, yeah. I was doing this thing, and it said, which was longer? A quarter of an hour, half an hour, and I can't remember the last one, and I circled half an hour, but it wasn't.
So that was just a question on some, like, random little test?
Yeah.
But that doesn't have any impact on your life. That doesn't make your life better now.
Okay.
It has to be something that means that, like, you know, it's like, so basically, if I said to you, Matt,
I could have went in the spelling bee, and I could, even if I got eliminated on the first round, I still would have got a chocolate Easter egg.
Clever. Did you go in the spelling bee?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
I just didn't get all my thingies right. Spelling's right.
So... You could have, you see, that's something. So you could have gone back in time.
Yeah, but what have eaten it already?
Well, that's all right, but you'd have enjoyed it. And you could have gone back in time and done that.
Right, next one. What are three websites that you visit every day? My website.
Which is chatwithmatt.net.
Yeah.
Bit of advertising there, Matt. Well done. Like it.
Internet.
No.
Like Google.
Google, right, yeah.
And Netflix.
Netflix. Three websites I probably visit every day are...
Netflix.
Netflix.
Audible.
No, I don't go on Audible every day. I don't even go on Facebook every day. I find Facebook fairly mundane. Mundane, as in a bit dull.
Okay.
I don't really go on it that much. I mean, I probably go on it a couple of times a week, but not loads.
Okay.
I go on Odds Monkey quite a few times.
Oh, is that Dot Game? What's it called?
Dot Game.
Dot. Dot Game. You know the planets.
Oh, that's not a website. That's a game.
Oh.
But yeah, the game you're talking about there, Matt, is Auralux. Brilliant game. I highly recommend it. If you've got an iPod or an iOS device or some guide, download Auralux, spelled A-U-R-A-L-U-X. Brilliant game in the App Store. Highly recommend it. It's
hard.
One of my favourites.
It's hard.
And I couldn't recommend it highly enough.
It's hard.
It is hard, but I've played it thousands and thousands of times. I'm really far into it. And it's one of those games that just gets better with time. Brilliant game. It's like a...
So
it's like a strategy game. Brilliant. Give it a go.
That's two. You need another one.
I'll probably say... probably Google then as well. Like you.
Three.
I'm always searching for things.
Amazon. What is your favourite thing to do in winter? Play in the snow.
Remember that time we built the snowman?
Oh, yeah, but someone knocked it down.
I know, we had it on the wall, didn't we,
yeah,
outside?
We had a plant pot for it.
So we built a little snowman.
Right, you know, last year...
Yeah.
In 2018...
Yeah.
Remember that snow day that we had?
Yeah.
No, it was this year. Remember that snow day that we had?
Yeah.
It was on the same day that we made the snowman last year.
Was it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because... I know Zach was looking through pictures, and then he saw the picture when we made it. It said 31st of whatever.
Right.
January, February, whatever. And then we made it again, and then Zach, I think, took a picture on his phone and then found out the date.
How did we make the snowman?
With snow.
Yeah, obviously with snow. Well done. Smarty. I mean, are you going to tell the listeners how you made the snowman? What did you do?
Get snow.
Right, so we rolled the snow into a big ball, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we pushed this little ball in, so around that grass field, picking up all the snow till it got bigger and bigger. Then we rolled it all the way home,
yeah.
Stuck it on the wall, and then we got another one for its head, and we stuck that on top. And then we stuck some little, like, pieces of stones and
yeah.
things for its eyes and nose and mouth.
And a plant pot on his head.
Oh, yeah, we had a plant pot on its head, didn't we, for its hat?
Yeah.
It looked really good. And then some horrible person knocked it over. Next question, Matt.
What you rather be the best player on a horrible team or the worst player on the green team?
On the greatest team.
Yeah, on the greatest.
So basically, would you be the best player on a horrible team or the worst player on a really cool team? Now I'm thinking here.
Worst player on the really cool team.
Like I'm thinking here.
Because
like,
you know
you could
what?
Play for City.
You know what? No, listen.
Right.
You can just improve, and then you'll be on the good team, won't you?
Would you just improve though?
Yeah.
What about if everyone else on that team was really loads better than you were?
Just improve.
Do you think there's always room for improvement?
Yeah.
Would I be the best player on a worst team or the worst player on a best team? I don't know, because the thing is, Matt, when you're the worst player on the best team, you're going to get loads of people, aren't you? Like say you were playing for the best team ever. So in your case, Manchester City, and you were the worst player on the team. Imagine all the papers. They'd all write about you going, oh, Matthew didn't score again. He was rubbish today. He never scored again. Why is he on the team? You know, and you get loads of people writing about you going, oh, you know, why have we got Matt on the team? He's really rubbish. He's not scoring any goals. He's lost us loads of points in the table. You know. So I don't know if that would be a great thing to be. I mean, yeah, you could improve, hopefully, but, you know, in the meantime, while you're improving, you'd be getting loads of negative comments about you. You know, you get, like, the news, like, reporting, and you're going, oh, you know, because of Matt on the team again, the other team scored 17 goals because he couldn't stop the ball going in the back of the net. So, I don't know. I think I'd rather be the best player on the worst team, because at least then you know.
Yeah, I would.
You'd stand the chance of getting a few nice comments about it.
As a child, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Right, so what job do you want to be? So you're a child now.
Yeah, easy so, question for me.
Yeah, so easy question for you. Matt, what job, if you could pick any job... When
chief
you,
of police.
You want to be chief of police?
Yes.
I thought you wanted to be a taxi driver.
Can I be a chief of police which drives taxis?
You could be. I thought you wanted to run a zoo shop. A zoo. You wanted to be a zookeeper. Or was that not you? That might have been Zach.
I
want to
be a zookeeper.
You want to be a...
I
want
to be the zookeeper's... No, I was a food critic.
A food critic, good choice.
You just get paid loads of money for eating food.
Yeah? So yeah. You can wander around from restaurant to restaurant being a food critic and analyse the food. Yeah, but what about if the restaurant's really nasty and there's, like, mouse poo all over the place? Would you really go and want to try the food there?
I'd write a report. This restaurant must get shut. Can they shut down restaurants?
If I guess if you were a food critic and it was really bad, you could hand your report to put it in the paper, and then the health inspectors would go around and check it out. And if they suddenly found, yeah, there's loads of mouse poo everywhere, then they could shut the place down.
Okay.
What did I want to be as a child? I think like most lads, I think I probably started off wanting to be something daft, like a train driver or something. But I think from a fairly early age, I just wanted to do something with computers, and I always kind of steered down that road, really. So like, as I went through school and college and stuff like that, I always kind of had an interest in working on computers and stuff like that. So I think I've done really what I wanted to do as a child, but I mean, probably like, you know, when I was your age and I didn't have a clue about, you know, what was coming up, I was, you know, probably picking things like space drivers and... train drivers and stuff like that, astronauts, and I'm thinking of spacer.
So. Right, stay the next one. What is your favourite hangout spot?
So where do you like to hang out?
My bedroom.
Your bedroom?
Yes.
It's not really a hangout spot. Where do you like to hang out outside? Where do you like to go? Where do you like to go and visit?
McDonald's.
McDonald's?
Yeah.
Don't be going to McDonald's.
Okay.
Horrible food. What?
Don't call McDonald's horrible.
I don't like it, Matt. I don't like the food from there.
Don't like you.
I know you love it, don't you?
Yeah.
Just my opinion, but I'm not a big fan.
What's
the chicken burger?
The green. It's green on our road.
The what? The green and your
the
road.
Green on our road.
Oh, is that because you play football there?
Yes. Wait, it's no ball games.
So what do you play there then?
Just play tick and all that.
Ticky it.
Yeah.
Tick.
This mean old woman just comes out and says, why are you playing football and, like, or, you know.
Yeah.
Like, catch or, you know, like, running the ball or something.
Yeah.
Why are you playing that on the green? She just comes out and shouts at us.
What do you say back?
Nothing.
You just walk off?
Yeah, and I start mumbling to me or anyone else who's around me.
Right. Brilliant, Matt. Let's see, so are we going to do a couple more questions, Matt? Do you think we've got time or what?
26 minutes in.
Yeah, we'll do one more question, I'll let you do it. Go on, Matt.
What would you want to know when you die?
Would you want to know when you die? Oh, that's a horrible question. So, if you could know when the exact moment you were going to die, would you want to know about it in advance? Like, so say this, say I could say to you, Matt, in 50 years' time, you're going to die, and it'll be, you know, from something. Would you want to know that? Or would you just rather be surprised and find out when you get there? I wouldn't want to know that. I think I'd want to be surprised.
Yeah, I want to be surprised.
Right, well, anyway.
Alright, one more question.
One more question. Right, go on then.
What would you do if you couldn't use the internet or watch TV for a month?
Oh, what would you do if you didn't have the internet for a month? That's a good question. Well, there certainly won't be any podcasts.
I would just get one of the things that Nana has. Nana doesn't have any internet.
Nana?
Yeah.
Which Nana?
Your mum.
She does have the internet. No. What are all the computers connected to?
She has, like, this plug thing. I don't know what it is, but that's how she runs it.
Yeah, but she has the internet. She's got computers in the house.
She said she didn't have internet.
She doesn't have Wi-Fi.
Oh.
But she has the internet. That's what the computers are using.
Zach, right, Zach had this ice cream, and he had the Wi-Fi symbol. So he's saying his he's saying it was ice cream had Wi-Fi.
Right. What would you do then, Matt, if you didn't have the internet for a month?
Didn't say you couldn't watch a laptop. Didn't say you couldn't watch an iPad.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't be able. Well, you wouldn't be able to watch the iPad because you wouldn't have no internet. So there would be no iPads, no computers, no Xbox.
For a month, I would try and hibernate.
You'd just hibernate?
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah. And if I woke up, I would have, like, food, like, next to me and a drink. So if I needed it, I would just, you know, have to get out of my bed.
Yeah, but when I was a lad your age, I didn't have the internet.
That's sad for you.
Do you think?
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't think
you had you had cheesy graphics.
No. But
you had a dinosaur. You had a pet dinosaur.
Yeah, but I also had we had bikes and we'd go out and play on bikes.
We don't even have a bike.
You got a bike at Nana's?
Yeah. I'm not at Nana's, am I?
Right. No. But you can play on bikes there. You could go swimming. You could play football, cricket.
No. Football, no. Cricket, definitely no.
Oh, what's wrong with cricket?
Windows.
Right.
Ball.
We could go play in the big field over there. Play in the big field over there.
Swimming are things that expired.
Yeah, but there's right other swimming baths, Matt. We can go to other swimming baths. We just don't have to go to that one.
Oh, okay.
So we could go swimming. We could play Monopoly. We could play chess.
Can we play chess?
Yeah.
Monopoly. Now. Today, please.
All right. So I think this is episode.
Let's play Monopoly.
All right. So we're finishing off episode 10. It's been a pleasure, Matt. It was a super long episode, but
I'm trying to.
I know. Right. So it was a super long episode. We finished off. I'll see you all next week, people. Say bye, Matt.